Hello, and welcome to episode 217 of The Modern Manager. I'm your host, Mamie Canfor-Stewart. A warm welcome to Julie B. and Meta S. to the Modern Manager community. As you can probably tell, I am all about supporting managers to be great people leaders, and I assume that's why you're here listening to the show. I hope that you'll consider becoming part of our community. Membership includes access to other members in a supportive environment, additional resources, and a lot more great stuff to support your professional development. Learn more about membership at themodernmanager.com/join. Today's guest is Ashutosh Priyadarshi. Ashutosh is the co-founder and CEO of Sensama, a daily planning assistant that helps knowledge workers stay focused and productive throughout their workdays. Ashutosh has spent most of the last decade building and launching productivity software. His goal is to build products that help us navigate our work and life mindfully and intentionally. As you will shortly see, I am a bit of a fangirl of Sensama, so I was super excited to talk with Ashutosh. I asked him about why daily planning is an important process, how we can use daily planning to boost productivity and feel a sense of accomplishment, and a lot more. This was a great conversation to have following my conversation with Demir Bentley in episode 213, where we talked about planning your week. Because together, the weekly planning and the daily planning processes can be a game changer. Now here's the conversation.
You're listening to The Modern Manager, a podcast dedicated to helping you be a rockstar boss with a thriving team. Whether you're looking to upgrade your meetings, cultivate your team, or grow as a leader, this podcast is for you. Now here's your host, Mamie Canfor-Stewart.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Ashutosh. I'm super excited to talk with you because I love your product. So I want to start with just, can you tell everybody what is Sensama? And if I'm not pronouncing it right, correct me. But what is it and why did you create it to begin with?
Sure. Yeah. Sensama is a daily planner for busy professionals. And what it does is each day it guides you through the process of planning out a calm, focused, and achievable workday. And we do that by kind of pulling together all of the different places you have work. So your calendar, your email, your different task and project management tools, all pulled into one place. And you can use Sensama to create this kind of single list of just the things you're actually going to work on that day. So that's kind of what the product is. The reason we built it was basically my co-founder, Travis, and I, when we had just graduated from university and we'd been working for about a year or two, we had this kind of feeling that was like, okay, we're going to be working for the next, you know, like 40 years potentially. And it's kind of crazy that the best tool that we have to be thoughtful and intentional with our time each day is going to be Google Calendar or Outlook. And we just felt like there had to be a better way to organize our time, especially at work.
So I have to tell you that I have been trying to hack something like this together in my own life for like 10 years. My husband will tell you how many tablets I have bought, even back way in the day where it was like literally a fancy pen that would like capture your digital handwriting so you could turn your handwritten notes into tasks and email them to yourself. And I like had a bajillion zaps on Zapier that was trying to connect Outlook and my task management system and all these things. And it always was just like such a heavy, impossible process to keep going because there were just a million problems with it. So when I discovered Sensama and it was like, oh, this is literally integrating all of these different pieces of my life so that I can stay organized and plan my day, it was like mind-blowing and game-changing. So, okay, that's my like, I just needed to say all of that, how much I love it. All right, now let's get into like the good juicy stuff though. So, you know, we all know that planning your workday is like one of the most important habits for busy professionals. But I'm guessing that you've, through your course of your work, experienced a million reasons why people don't do that. So can you share some of the challenges that you find when people are you know, trying to plan or don't plan? And like, what do people struggle with? And kind of how can they shift over to this mentality where this just becomes part of your normal routine?
Yeah, sure. I think it kind of starts with what you said is that it's easy to show up at your desk and, you know, open up Slack and open up your email and just kind of start doing stuff. And that's actually fine. You know, if that's working for you, maybe that's okay. But the reality is that for most people, when you work in that fashion, you're not being particularly intentional about what you actually want to do that day. Sure, you'll get stuff done. And I think that the value in taking a couple minutes to plan out your day is that it gives you a chance to be really intentional about what you're going to spend your time on. And it means that in that day, you're going to work on something that you actually deem to be important and worthwhile. And if you repeat that process day in and day out of making sure that you're working on the things that actually matter, then in the long run, the work that you're doing, the things that you're creating are going to be the things that you feel are meaningful and worthwhile. And so I think that having that realization that those 2 to 5, sometimes even 10 minutes of planning what you want to do has that long-term consequence is something that people don't often realize at first, but it has value both, you know, in terms of how you feel that day. You have a chance to feel fulfilled, accomplished, and less overwhelmed when you do it. And in the bigger picture, you have a chance to actually move your really big projects forward.
I love that. And I would add, just from having a chance to use your tool, that I find the other thing it does for me is I don't miss things. Like, things don't slip through the cracks the way that they maybe had it in previous times, because I'm being thoughtful and looking at my calendar and looking at my task list and making a plan. And I think both that moving big work forward and making sure things don't fall through the cracks has been, you know, two benefits I've definitely experienced from that.
Yeah. And that's one of the challenges with work as it is today, right? It's like you have in your calendar, you have a couple of meetings or obligations. In your project management tool, if you're using one, you might be documenting really large projects and the things you need to do to move those along. But then there's all of these, you know, smaller things, whether they're arriving to you in email or just things that you think of, just kind of I think of them almost as like work chores, like the little things that you just need to get done to just keep things coming along. And it's really important to have a place where you can see all of that, because the reality is you have one day where you have to do your meetings, you have to do your important work, you have to do some of that less important work that still needs to get done.
Exactly. Okay, so let's talk about the wrap up here for a second, because you also have this piece that's not just plan your day, but also at the end of the day, kind of close out your day. So can you talk a little bit about why that part of it is important? Because that's a piece that I think is just less common as a daily practice, but still incredibly important.
Yeah, I think that comes from, you know, in a lot of ways, we've built this product for how we want to feel about our own work days. And as being founders and entrepreneurs, we feel like it's too easy to always be working, always be thinking about work. And the daily shutdown ritual gives you a chance to say, like, okay, here are the things I did. This is the time I spent on it. This has kind of the effect of making you feel like, oh, wow, I actually got quite a bit done today. Otherwise, when you don't have that, you don't take that moment to reflect, you just feel like, oh, like, where has the day gone? What did I do? And even if you've actually done a lot, you can still have that feeling. And so it's that intentional process of reflecting on what got done that helps you kind of appreciate all of your hard work and efforts. So that's kind of a nice, you know, emotional piece to end the day with. And then obviously from a very practical standpoint, you end the day and you're like, okay, I can step away from work and I can like transition into doing other things. And that's helpful for anyone who feels like they care a lot about what they do at work, or people who work from home and don't have that kind of traditional separation of work and life.
Yeah, I mean, I think everything you said, absolutely, I experienced that. And you know, I love actually the little graphs and the charts that I can now see within the tool. So I can see how am I spending my time over the course of a day or course of a week on different projects and priorities I have. and how much of my day am I spending doing like other things, which is going to sound so silly, but like traveling from place to place when I have to go to in-person meetings that are now happening again. It's really quite helpful to be able to see some of the analytics that I would never previously be able to see how I'm spending my time like this. I would never be able to then make choices about shifting my time spent, but being able to do that wrap up at the end, right? Like categorizing my tasks and allocating the amount of time I spent on things. It does. It feels really productive. And I get to see over the course of a week, where did all my time go?
Yeah. And I think that that's a question everybody feels at the end of the day, at the end of the week is like, oh, like where did all that time go? And a lot of times it's just like taking a moment to see where it went can help you feel a lot better about where it went. And all of a sudden you're like, well, hey, I did just about as much as I could today. So I'm going to feel satisfied and fulfilled. But for, I think most modern professionals, especially knowledge workers, it's like, we live in a world where there's always more work to do than can ever be done. And so you can't make your definition of productivity about doing more as fast as you can. You have to make it about doing important, high quality work and feeling fulfilled with what you've gotten done each day, or you're just kind of setting yourself up for, disaster, I think.
So let's talk a little bit about the team component here, because you can use this on your own, which is pretty much how I do it. But there seems to be a component in here around sharing in Slack and kind of creating a team culture around everyone doing planning, everyone doing a daily wrap up. Can you talk a little about why that part, or first, what is that part and why is that part important?
Yeah, sure. So you basically described it exactly. At the end, after you've planned your day, the last step in the daily planning is Synthama will sort of auto-generate this wall of text, kind of a message that says, here's what I'm planning to do today. And you click a button and it just gets posted into the Slack channel of your choice. And sort of the same thing happens at the end of the day. But you can also add like a little bit of a reflection and say like, oh, you know, this is how today felt, et cetera. But the reason this is important is basically, this is like a feature that came out of how we work at Synthama. Our team is fully remote and fully asynchronous. So we don't have any meetings, but we like to keep each other in the loop of what we're working on, where we might be stuck. And so posting these updates to Slack is how we kind of just keep a sense of daily momentum across our team, which is across a bunch of different time zones. So that's kind of where that came from. And I think it also has some added benefits of you're more honest with yourself about what you're planning to do when you share that with other people. I think there's a tendency if you plan out your day and nobody else is going to look at your plan for the day, that you'll, you know, tack on like two or three more things that you might want to do but can't actually get done because you're just like, oh yeah, maybe I'll get to it. And you kind of end up being a little unrealistic. But one of the really nice things about sharing your plan with your colleagues is you feel an additional sense of accountability to those goals, saying like, hey, like I planned my day, this is what I wanted to do, so I'm going to try to do it. Obviously, you know, it's very hard to predict how long things take and things come up. And so nobody is perfect, and very rarely do people get everything that they say they're going to get done in a day. But it does add that extra kind of layer of responsibility.
Do people ever respond to each other on Slack and kind of comment on each other's daily plans or anything? Or is it really a one-way kind of FYI?
For us, it's the most interaction we have in Slack. Like I mentioned, we're asynchronous, so we don't really have many like DMs or one-on-one conversations in Slack. But you'll see when more often in daily, like end of day updates, when people actually share like a link to something they were working on or a video of something that they made to kind of show off their work, you'll often see, you know, lots of emojis flooding in or people just reacting to that and having a conversation about it. So for us, that's been one of the biggest sources of just like water cooler chat style conversation.
That's amazing. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. I see this with my team before, we're having a kind of a daily stand up in Slack where everybody posted, this is what I'm going to do and this is what I need help with. And it was a really helpful way for people, especially as a manager, for people who I think on my team maybe were a little less good at planning their day, to get them to commit to something, right? And so I'm thinking about managers who are listening to the show right now and thinking that, you know, if you're struggling with getting your team members to be proactive about planning their day or telling you this is when things are going to get done, that this can be a great way to create a team effort around planning so that every day everybody knows this is what I'm committing to. And then you can kind of hold yourself or hold your team accountable in a kind of an easier way that's just a kind of a lighter touch way.
For sure. And I think it just creates that sense of, I guess, momentum, in a sense of just people being like, hey, this is what I'm going to do. And each day you can see who, you know, who actually does what they say they're going to do. And, you know, in our case at Sensama, everyone pretty much does. And I think that just keeps everybody else motivated. It's like, well, all my colleagues, they end up doing everything they said they were going to do. So then I feel a sense of responsibility to be like, I'm going to actually do what I said, because it's easy to, you know, some days are just harder and you feel like, maybe I'm going to give up earlier. I'm not going to keep pushing on this. So in that sense, it can be helpful.
And to your point about making it public and people being more realistic, like I definitely have been one of those people that adds on a few extra things that I'm being aspirational around. And then at the end of the day, get kind of bummed out that I didn't finish them. But, you know, then I'm like, okay, I'm going to be realistic and move this to the next day, which is actually another one of the features that I really appreciate, is when I put all the times in for my tasks and my allocations of what I think it's going to take, you'll tell me in the system right away if I'm overbooking myself, which I love, because I've in the past really struggled with making sure that I haven't picked too many things or not enough things for a day. So there's so many little features like that have just been really powerful in helping me at least be more thoughtful and productive each day.
Yeah, all those steps are kind of in there to sort of help you just surface the things that, you know, if you are just kind of rushing through your day or rushing through your planning, you might not realize. So yeah, I think people have a tendency to definitely overestimate what they can do in a day. And then when you do that, I think what's really upsetting is that you're always falling short of that goal every day. And it's not because you're not good at your job or you're not effective or you're not productive or you're not efficient or whatever. It's actually because you're setting unrealistic expectations. So a lot of it comes down to just helping you be more realistic about what you want to do. And then that kind of kicks off this virtuous cycle where each day you feel like, hey, I actually got done the things I wanted to. I feel good about it. And then you show up the next day and you feel kind of motivated to tackle it again.
Totally. So what else do you think people should know if they're trying to create a daily planning routine, whether it's through Sensama or another method that works for them?
I think the biggest thing is just coming up with a time to do it each day. And not necessarily, I guess I should be more specific, it doesn't need to be 8:15 a.m. It just needs to be somewhere sort of anchored to some other daily habit that you have. And I think that's the easiest way to go about it. So if it's while you drink your coffee in the morning, that's great. Or I've talked to a lot of people who their time to plan their day is right after their kids go to bed, for example. They take a few minutes to plan out the next day. So whatever is that kind of like anchor activity where you can be like, okay, here's like when I have 5 minutes, either before the day starts or the day is kind of wound down. That I think is like, find that time in your life and just spend those couple minutes doing your daily planning.
Awesome. And what about if you wanted to get your team to do this with you? Any tips or recommendations for how to involve or kind of open the conversation to getting everyone on your team to do this collectively?
Yeah, I think the easiest way to start is to just start doing it yourself. You know, maybe if you're doing it in Slack, you know, just post your own, here's my plan for the day. And then, you know, if people find that interesting or helpful, you know, invite them to do it themselves. And they don't need to necessarily use, if you're using a tool like Sensama or something else, they don't necessarily need to do them. You could just invite them to say like, hey, what's like your one priority for today, or your top three priorities for the day? And I think that that is often a good enough starting place for most people.
So another aspect that I try to do with my day is kind of chunk times for specific kinds of work. And I think in Sensama, there's this concept of theme days or theme times. Can you talk more about where that came from and if that's the same thing as kind of time chunking, or if it's something totally different?
Yeah, I think it's related to time blocking. But basically, the idea behind theme days is that for each day of your working week, you have a very particular theme for that day. This is great for people who have to wear a lot of different hats. So for me, for example, I need to do things like talk to customers. I need to focus on growth and marketing. I also need to often, you know, write code and do engineering. And I also need to have a day where I just do, you know, planning and one-on-ones and like reviews with my colleagues. So I have kind of a bunch of different hats to wear. And with theme days, what I'm able to do is say like, okay, I'll give you examples of my actual days. So like Monday, I kind of keep for administrative duties, just like, you know, all the miscellaneous stuff that goes into keeping the business up and running, a lot of small chores. And then Tuesdays I allocate for customers. So on Tuesday, I'll have calls with customers. I'll do customer support. And then I'll actually fix any issues that customers reported to me that day. So it's kind of like a single track theme for the day. And then Wednesday and Thursday are similar in that they're deep work days where I can just work on one project all day long. Sometimes those are marketing projects. Sometimes those are engineering projects. It depends. But basically, the power of these theme days is it gives me the ability to move forward on a number of different things that I need to do each week, as opposed to having to wait like 2 weeks before I can go back to a marketing project or keep some administrative stuff going. And the other thing it does is it just makes you feel less overwhelmed. So if something comes in like some sort of administrative thing that I need to deal with on a Wednesday, I can just be at peace and know like, okay, I'm not dealing with this today. That's like what Monday is for. So I pull in that email in my Sensama and I just put it on Monday and I'm just like, okay, I'll deal with it then. So it gives me a bit of peace of mind knowing that there's like a bucket for all of the things that I need to do on different days.
I've tried so hard to do the same thing, and I love this like approach, because I was literally talking to a colleague today about how the switching from project to project and responsibility to task and all of those things, just it creates so much wasted energy and brain power. And what I really want to do is get my calendar under control so that I can have exactly what you're talking about, theme days, or I've been calling them kind of time blocks, where I know that this is the time that I'm going to do this project every week, or I'm going to be in this mindset for this kind of work. And I'm excited now to try out this feature and send some and see if it can help me keep my days a little bit more organized. So last question before we wrap up here. There are some people who just love pen and paper, right? Like my husband is one of those people. He loves having everything written down on paper. Any thoughts or tips for people who just love their notebook and are a little skeptical about any kind of app or software and how, you know, what they might, you know, give up if they have that paper that they're saying goodbye to?
Yeah, I think honestly, if you have a system that you like and you love and it works for you, you should just keep doing that. I think that it's easy, especially in the digital era, to get a like short-term infatuations with different tools and different ways of doing things. But I think the most important productivity system is one that you're able to follow day in and day out. So if your notebook is working for you, great, just keep doing it. If you want to try something to see if you can learn new approaches or new processes, you know, you can give it a shot. But it's, yeah, like I said, I think ultimately it's like you got to find what works for you, and different people think in different ways. And they process and organize information differently. And so there isn't, when it comes to productivity, I don't believe there's going to be just one tool for everyone on the planet.
So well said. And I will tell my husband he can keep using his paper no matter how many times I tell him. I'm always telling him, like, can you just switch to Asana so we can see what everybody's doing in the family and we can all keep ourselves organized? And he just loves his pen and paper. So I'm going to tell him that you said that was okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, thank you so much again for joining me. Such a pleasure. I feel like I'm a fangirl just because I love your software so much. So it was really a pleasure speaking with you.
Sure. This is great. Thanks.
Members of the Modern Manager community can get an exclusive 30-day free trial of Sensama. This extended trial is available to members of the Modern Manager community at the Sprout level or above. To become a member, go to themodernmanager.com/join. And if you're not a member, you can still check out Sensama and support me and the show by signing up using my affiliate link, which includes a 14-day free trial. That link is in the show notes or on my favorites page at themodernmanager.com/favorites. And per usual, all of these links are in the show notes and they can be delivered to your inbox when you subscribe to my newsletter. And find that at themodernmanager.com. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.
Meetings are one of the most critical components of healthy collaboration, and teams are at the heart of how we work. Meteor helps you use your time in meetings productively, build healthy relationships with your colleagues, and move work forward. To learn how we do it, visit meteor.com. That's M-E-E-T-E-O-R.com.
You've been listening to The Modern Manager. You're already becoming a rockstar boss of a thriving team, I can tell. To ensure you never miss an episode, subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast player and join the mailing list at maimeeks.com/podcast. That's maimeeks.com/podcast to get show notes and other special content delivered directly to your inbox. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.